This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America to some great radio stations. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the working people on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, keeping America rolling along, we thank you. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over and follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Radio Show Facebook page, and you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Joining us right now, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, Kyle, we're going to start out talking a little bit about the G7 now. The president and the other leaders of the free world, all six others, minus Russia, managed to have a pretty successful conference. The president, of course, the billion-dollar deal they made with Japan, which is not going to hurt. But here's what the president had to say, 17 seconds worth of what he had to say about the conference.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table. So we'll be getting back to the table, and I think they want to do something. They've been hurt very badly, but they understand this is the right thing to do. This is a very positive development for the world.
Now, we know about the Japanese deal, but this was the big surprise, the icing on the cake, hearing that China wants to, once again, sit down and try to negotiate some sort of deal.
Well, right, and I think the Chinese are in that particular position. Certainly, they are a powerhouse, but that really only goes so far, and I think that they understand that President Trump is in it for the long haul. And he's using some pretty tough negotiating tactics here. And it's just a very, very different experience, I think, for the Chinese government in how they're dealing with the United States trade deal. In fact, Captain, you mentioned about the trade deal with Japan. Well, part of that deal also helps American farmers being able to, because, you know, Japan imports about $14 billion worth of U.S. agriculture products every year. So part of this deal will actually help the U.S. farmers that would not be going to China, but now it can be going to Japan. So things will start happening.
It will allow Japan to buy large sums of American farmers' corn. Now, there will also be a certain amount of soybeans, but not as much as there would have been with, that was me playing the piano, huh? Not as much as there would have been with the Chinese deal. However, China is going to have to step up because they are running into a situation, as you said, where they've got to do something because it's cost them a lot of money right now, and they're in a lot worse shape than the United States is when it comes to all that.
Well, sure. And, you know, we've seen other countries, Vietnam, for example, and others that are happy as clams to get into the supply chain for some of these different industries that typically would be either coming to or going coming from or going to China, and they're happy to fill that gap. And so I think that Beijing takes a look at all this cumulatively and says, okay, yeah, we got to get back in the game. So, in other words, it's not Trump destroying the economy or bringing the world to its knees economically or any of that kind of stuff. This is part of the process.
No, and of course, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do at least five nights of the week on the six nights that we're on the radio. And this week, Kyle will be doing a yeoman's job because you'll be on six nights because we have bring Wayne on every other week, Wayne Allen Root. So you'll be it for six nights. So just strap yourself in there, Kyle.
That's right. Yeah, fasten your seatbelt.
Now we got a lot of stuff to talk about here, and we're starting to come up on a break, so I'm going to just go with about a minute more stuff here. But what in the hell was Brian Stelter thinking on his program when he said, well, I had technical problems and I really didn't hear what that Duke psychiatrist had to say?
Yes, he tweeted out that he had some kind of technical difficulty. He said, well, not hearing it was his fault, but honestly, there's a lot more going on in his program with that kind of stuff. And CNN, of course, didn't seem to be really retracting anything that the psychiatrist said. They seemed to be sort of going with it in terms of promoting the segment and this kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, because here's just a little bit about what was said, just a little bit.
But let's talk about that coverage, everywhere but Fox. When you watch a broadcast nightly newscast, how often do you hear about just how far off the road Trump is? Not often enough. Yes, they do note the daily madness, but they rarely connect the dots between the freakouts. Now, I do think CNN and MSNBC are better about putting the ugly reality right front and center in banners and in stories, but there's not really a vocabulary for this. There's not really a format for covering it. I mean, look, it's comfortable and natural to lead a newscast with, say, Trump wanting to buy Greenland.
Well, we'll talk more about that when we come back. But Mr. Stelter has obviously got his little mission going. And I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere, everybody. We shall return. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Come on now. Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and he'll be right back with me in a minute. This portion of the program, though, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I am a customer of Relief Factor. I take Relief Factor and have been taking it for a little bit more than 3 years right now. And one of the reasons I'm taking it is because it works. Now, I struggle with arthritis pain, and I have swelling that won't go down sometimes. But once I take this Relief Factor, it takes the swelling down out of my ankles and out of my wrist, which the other day I aggravated my wrist. I didn't realize it until all of a sudden I looked over there. My wrist was swollen up because I've broken both my wrists. I've broken both of my ankles. One of them I had the ankle surgically replaced, as most of you know. But I've also broken my back and had my back fused. But arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle pain, whatever kind of pain you got, if you've been taking the Allede, taking the ibuprofen, or even taking the narcotics, and I was taking Mobile and, let's see, what was the other stuff, Flexeril, and I finally just said to hell with it because it had Relief Factor. It had symptoms, you know, side symptoms with it. And I just didn't want to be dizzy and have all sorts of problems. So I heard about the 1995 3-week quick start from Relief Factor, and I ordered it. Now, you can do the same. You'll know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work or not. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out. There's a little video there you can watch, but you can order the 1995 3-week quick start. It's $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and it'll come right to your dooryard. And if it works for you, you don't need to do anything. You'll be right on the automatic list. So that's relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Kyle, we were talking about Brian Stelter, right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Well, let's listen to the tail end of his dissertation about the president's mental condition, which I'm sure he's a psychologist capable of doing this, right?
Oh, yes. I'm
yeah,
sure.
here we go with his obviously slanted view of this.
We have a format for that. We know what to do. We know what to put in the banner. We know how to do it. It's a lot harder to cover concerns about the president's well-being, because it's really a series of questions that no one is able to answer. Why does he make it all about himself, even after, for example, visiting a hospital after a massacre? Why does he lie so often? Is there a method to the madness, or is something wrong? Is he suffering from some sort of illness? It's questions, questions, and then just more questions. No satisfying answers. And here's what happens every time. Take Megan McArdle's newest column for the Washington Post. She says, I'm not Trump's doctor, and I don't know what's wrong with him. There's that understandable aversion to diagnosing someone off the TV. And that aversion sometimes shuts down these conversations. But McArdle said she doesn't need a diagnosis to know she should be worried. And maybe that's the point. Here's James Fallows making a similar point for The Atlantic, saying if Trump were a CEO or an airline pilot or in virtually any other position of responsibility, action would already be underway to remove him from that role. So something's wrong. There are lots of theories about what it is. There are some doctors who think they know. There are others who say we shouldn't speculate. There are ethical questions about even having this conversation at all. But we can't tiptoe around it anymore. We've got to talk about this.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about it. There's obviously something wrong with Brian Stelter. Has been ever since the first time I saw him on television. I don't watch him that much, Kyle, but the guy has got an axe to grind. He's had one to begin with.
Well, sure. You know, one wonders, you know, there's got to be, I guess, people sitting around a table somewhere, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what are we going to be pushing now about Trump? Whether he's, you know, well, first of all, if he's a mental case, then why in the world, maybe someone should ask Stelter this, why in the world would Vladimir Putin recruit him as an asset, well, for one thing? But second of all, I'm just being a little funny there, but the idea, of course, is that the American public is simply, well, they're dropping CNN like a hot potato.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because they keep getting all these different narratives that keep coming at them. Used to be the Russian agent, used to be, now it was the tax returns.
The three R's.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And now it's going to be, well, now Trump's a mental case, and we've got to really bear down. We've got to talk about this now. And so the American people are going to say, well, look, are either, you know, you got to settle on something, but it's just, it's that old saying, we're going to throw this up on the wall and see what sticks. You know, that's that kind of deal. And it's really kind of pathetic after a while. But, you know, Captain, just from my own point of view, I remember when The Apprentice premiered, and it was, of course, it was a huge success and mm-hmm. all that. And I remember watching Donald Trump, and I don't know that he's fundamentally different than he was on The Apprentice. So is this something that is all brand new? Now he's crazy? No, he's always made decisions very quickly. He's always cut to the chase. He's always been a little bit, you know, straight mm-hmm. to the point, and that's always been Trump.
Okay, now, again, these people are not professionals, and I don't see anything wrong with Donald Trump. He's been acting the same way for years and years and years. This is the way he's been. We all knew it when we voted for him. And guess what? Try as they may, they can't beat him straight up, so they got to make up all this other gibberish and throw it out there, as you say, to see what sticks. Now, in the meantime, do you know who Joel Walsh is? And no, he's not the lead guitar for the Eagles.
Yeah, and Joel Walsh is pretty cool, the Eagles. but yeah, he served in Congress for 2 years, I believe, as a Tea Party person.
One term, and he got voted out, and he's had an axe to grind ever since, but he decided to go with the Tea Party. He thought he was this big-time conservative. Latched onto the Tea Party, that was going to be his ticket to ride. Now, I was Tea Party before Tea Party was cool. I've actually founded 3 Tea Party groups here, and co-founded 3 Tea Party groups here in the state of Florida. By the way, all 3 are still active. Here is what Mr. Walsh said with George Steffi Stephanopoulos.
They're afraid to come forward.
You said you want to make the case against the president. The question is, are you the best messenger? You said you want to make a moral case against the president. Here's what the Washington Examiner, conservative newspaper, said in response to your potential candidacy this week. There's the matter of his history of being Trumpier than Trump. He's made a living on peddling the same sort of demagoguery, conspiracy mongering, and right-wing bomb throwing for which he now condemns the president. Your response?
I helped create Trump. And, George, that's not an easy thing to say. Look, we were divided before Trump. I went to Washington 8 years ago. The part of the Tea Party class wanted to shake Washington up. I got involved in the battles, and there were plenty of times where I went beyond the policy and the idea differences, and I got personal, and I got hateful. I said some ugly things about President Obama that I regret. And it's difficult, but I think that helped create Trump, and I feel responsible for that.
You did provide aid.
A one-term congressman from Illinois thinks he created Trump when he wasn't even relevant to the scenario of the district in Chicago that he represented. Amazing.
It is amazing, and, you know, I'm kind of curious.
Oh, and by the way, mm-hmm. his radio program,
mm-hmm.
as of yesterday, he was taken off the air.
That's right. And he was asked about this. He says he doesn't know why, at least that's
he knows why.
Yeah.
Believe me, he knows why.
Yeah, oh yeah. But this was the report earlier when he was kind of, well, I don't really know what happened and so forth. But, you know, I'm curious about this because he seems like he could be trying to make some, you know, well, he's obviously done a political makeover of himself.
Here's what he's doing, Kyle. He's
a lateral move.
Here's what he's doing. He's auditioning for a television position as a political commentator on either ABC, the network that he was heard on, CNN, the other network he was heard on, or MSNBC. Those are the three networks that he's gone on to talk about. Those are the three networks. He's obviously auditioning for a position as a political commentator with this election coming up. And believe me, all three of those anti-Trump networks would love to hire him.
Oh, sure. And you know what the
I can hear it now. Conservative former congressman from Chicago. I can hear it now, right? He's no more conservative than a man in the moon. And by the way, it was all a fake. It was all fake.
Right. Well, it's the same basic principle as fawning all over Scaramucci. You know, oh, he wants to restore the Republican Party, yada, yada, yada.
But no, he doesn't.
They care less about that.
That's right.
Just the line they use to say, oh, look, he's breaking from the ranks and whatever. And but, yeah, it is definitely a lateral move he's trying to do. Yeah.
All righty. Hold a thought, dear. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, you know, those of you that know me and know the different tea parties that I helped found, and they're still around down here in Florida, we get it. He didn't. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Weather topping the headlines this hour. Tropical Storm Dorian could be a problem as it gains strength and heads in the direction of Puerto Rico. Then it could hit Florida later in the week. The system expected to dump lots of rain in Barbados and Dominica. And speaking of storms, this Thursday, August 29th, is the 14-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. President Trump, back from the G7 summit in France, he's optimistic a trade deal will get done with China.
Only if it's a fair deal and a good deal for the United States. Otherwise, I will not make a deal. We have billions and billions coming in, and I think we're going to get there. I do. I believe it more strongly now than I would have believed it a while ago. We're going to get there. We're going to have a fair deal.
The president says he believes China is sincere and has no choice but to make a deal because its economy is in trouble. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. A little Bob Seger bringing us back in. I'll tell you what, GEICO brings you this portion of the program, and they've been saving people for more than 75 years. They're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including me. And I'll tell you what I know about them. They've saved me money since day one, and I'm really having a good time with it. Now, the other thing I do with them is they insure more than just the car or the truck that you're driving. Now, they can cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or your snowmobile, and they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through their local GEICO agent. And I have my homeowners policy with them, along with my car insurance, which gives me another discount. So, I want you to go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. You'll go in there, and you type in your zip code, and they'll tell you where your local agent is, or you can just complete the transaction, and they'll give you a quote right there, right on the website, whatever it is that it takes. So, GEICO, GEICO.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren's back with us. And, Kyle, during the break, you and I were talking about Brian Stelter. Now, just to cap this off here, because he's on Sunday morning, right?
Right.
And Sunday morning is not a time when they have the peak amount of viewers. And apparently the peak amount of viewership now for CNN when at their high is about 1 million viewers.
Just about, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we don't need to go there, but we have more. We have about that many people listening to us online on the Internet right now, not to forget about the terrestrial radio, so we can double that by, let's see, about 2.5 or thereabouts million. So let's just go back to Mr. Stelter. How many viewers did he lose?
Well, there's one report from late July which talks about that he seems to have lost about 42% of his viewers in the last 6 months or so. So, I mean, that's really, that's major. I mean, if that happened to a network TV show or something, you know, they would start looking at cancellation real
fast.
Well,
the thing that I noticed about him the last time I watched him, and I watched him because Sean Hannity went off on him, and I wanted to find out what was going on over there. He's on once a week on a Sunday. Once in a while he comes on during the week and does a little hit for different CNN shows. But he's non-relevant, and he does not tell the truth.
Well, yeah,
and he brings people on like that stupid psychiatrist from Duke the other day that did not tell the truth.
Yeah, and it's almost like, you know, they're looking to try to hit some kind of home run. Like it's like kind of like we were talking about earlier. This is going to be it. This is going to be the thing that just absolutely just, you know, gets rid of Trump or makes people completely turn against him. But here's the thing, Captain. People voted for Trump. They understand who he is. They're not interested in having a standard issue garden variety politician at this point, and they want Trump to go in there and do his job. And I think they're actually pretty mad about the idea that so many in the media seem to only have one thing in mind, and that is to resist Trump. And it's the same at the high levels of the Democrat Party, the same at the high levels of the media people, and the American voters just says, wait a minute, hey, I want more money in my paycheck.
Yeah, by the way, Taylor Swift won big at the MTV Awards last night, and what did she do right afterwards? Trash Trump.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
I didn't either, but I'm just telling you, that's the report that I'm looking at, but I don't care. And I don't care. Now, Andrew McCabe got hired by what network?
CNN.
And right now, the feds are in the final stages of a possible prosecution decision for Mr. Andrew McCabe. He's got a huge target on his back right now, and he might be reporting from jail.
Well, you know, Captain, one of the things in this business is you never want to become the story, right? And he might become the story depending on how these investigations pan out in the very near term. So we'll have to stay tuned for that.
Now, over the weekend, Israel was very busy, very quietly. And the Times of Israel, and this is where I saw this, reported the fact that the IDF forces struck four different targets over the weekend before Israel themselves was struck by attack, one of them being a drone attack. Israel took out a drone base deep inside Lebanon.
That's right. That's Hezbollah territory.
Yep.
This is big. And as we're watching what's going on, and a lot of the focus can be on Iran and what's happening in the Straits of Hormuz and so forth in the Persian Gulf. But this brewing issue with Israel could be very, very big in and of itself. And that's why, you know, we talk about it being a powder keg or a flashpoint. This is not the time to think that, hey, everything's okay because we're not hearing about it in the news. We should be hearing about this.
And in the Gaza Strip, where three rockets were fired towards a festival that was going on the Israeli side of the Gaza wall, if you will, the Israelis retaliated by hitting a Gaza military center and killed two or three of the Hamas people that were in there.
Yes, exactly. And unfortunately, you know, we even have a couple of American congressional members who seem to want to create a narrative that, you know, to dehumanize in many ways the Israelis. You know, oh, it's a South African apartheid going on and this kind of thing. Because when these attacks occur against Israeli citizens and women and children in the towns and so forth, that somehow that would be acceptable or that would be desensitized. That's why this is a very, very important thing.
And are you surprised to hear that the New York Times admitted that their editor's comments were racist and anti-Semitic?
A little bit surprised. Yeah.
They almost had to because they had so many complaints about what was going on with this particular article that this editor wrote that it was obvious to begin with. And they were going, oh, no, not us, not us. It wasn't him. And it was him.
Well, that's right. Now, so let me get this straight. So Trump's supposedly this big racist, according to the media, but yet, as we were talking about earlier, but he has a mental disability of some sort. So wait a minute. Aren't we supposed to be trying to help him then, or is he still evil? I mean, it's the thing I'm talking about. We don't know what to believe about Trump, but only that he can't be president because we need Joe Biden or somebody else like that.
Now, we have some really good news coming from the border, and in particular New Mexico. Border wall replacement is underway in New Mexico, and no Democrats were needed because it was paid for with the diverted defense funds that were there, which the court said was okay for him to do, because after all, we do know that we have a national crisis on our border, correct?
Yes, of course. Yes.
So consequently, 60 miles in New Mexico of what had been walk across the border, very porous territory, now has this big wall on it, and guess what? Nobody has made it over it yet.
Well, that's right. And, of course, Captain, you know, we hear all kinds of things about the detention centers, and it becomes a real political thing for these politicians to go out and try to make hay about. But what about the people that are being harmed and hurt, the human trafficking, the drugs coming across?
Yep.
Why don't they want to stand against that?
Well, that's a good question. Do you have an answer? I don't.
I don't either.
I think somebody's making a lot of money, and that's the reason.
Yeah, but again, I mean, the very idea that you have small children that are being used to get across the border, I mean, my goodness, we're talking about kids. And why won't the Democrat elite, you know, say, okay, yeah, we got to put these walls up because we got to stop that. But they're not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole, I guess.
By the way, some news came out yesterday that is really damning on the part of a couple of people. The movie actress Gwyneth Paltrow, you know who she is, right?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And George Stephanopoulos attended one of Jeffrey Epstein's star-studded parties that had the, oh my, young girls at it.
Well, you know, this Epstein thing, even though he is gone, this is going to continue to unravel. And I think a lot of people are ducking for cover at this point, you know, from the media and from what the perceptions might be. And I think, unfortunately, we're going to find out a lot of really bad stuff. But again, it goes, you have young girls who were trafficked, who were oppressed, who were hurt. I mean, this is a terrible thing.
Yep. Now, we had another Democratic candidate qualify. Mr. Julian Castro is now the 10th candidate to qualify for the debates. And in the meantime, we've got Tulsi Gabbard, Tom Steyer, Marianne Williamson not able to qualify yet. And they're hollering foul.
Well, that's right, yeah, because they're cracking down on these requirements and stuff.
About time.
Yeah, and but, you know, it's interesting. I think that there's definitely a concerted effort to try and keep Tulsi Gabbard off that stage as well.
Yeah, I know. She upset the apple cart with Kamala Harris. Okay, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Sound good?
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much coming on the program. Always a wealth of information when I get together with him. Always happy to do that for you, because this is the only place where you're going to hear all the stuff you just heard. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green, with a worn out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's a working class.
starting up there somewhere in the northern part of the United States, or maybe he's up on the Alkane Highway tonight with a big old double drop RGN stretch just up there hauling away, doing what he's doing. And, of course, Leland does that song, Working Class, and he's also a full-time over-the-road truck driver, hauls a lot of oversized loads into the United States from Canada and vice versa. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J, wherever it's at, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pull on over, see those new Pilot travel centers. I'm telling you, there's something to go into, because you'd be surprised as to what happens when you walk inside. It's a real surprise. And by the way, you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee this time of the night. And you also tell them the captain sent you, because you could be listening to the program when you walk in there. I know if you're up there in Georgia, you will be. Valdosta Way and up there on the state line. So there you go. Now, Western cities, including Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Medford, Oregon, are under an excessive heat warning today and Wednesday. Temperatures will be pushing well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. 106, 108 are a possibility, actual temperature. And, of course, that could create heat-related illnesses or strokes or whatever. So please, please be careful in those areas. In the meantime, we've got another storm system working its way across the United States. We'll tell you about that in a minute. But where I got to start is right down here in the Caribbean and Florida and the Gulf states, because we have got Tropical Storm Dorian forecast to move into the Eastern Caribbean today and Wednesday, potentially reaching hurricane strength by Thursday. Now, it would probably be a Category 1. The question is it going to come over the mountains of Puerto Rico? And if it does, it would cause the storm to tear itself apart a little bit. And then, depending on where it came back out into the warm water, because we've got waters here right now that are 90 degrees. And that's like gasoline, taking gasoline and dumping it onto a fire. Very warm water temperatures that will do nothing but create more havoc and intensify a storm because of the water. So I can't emphasize enough that the people in Florida in particular need to be prepared. You need to start thinking about the things you might need, especially if you're in an area where you would be told you'd have to evacuate mobile homes and low-lying areas, flood areas, and all that sort of stuff. So start thinking about that and get yourself prepared if you're not already prepared. Now, the big deal is if it doesn't go over the mountains in Puerto Rico and stays out into the open water, all the models now are showing that it will come to Florida. And most of the models are showing it will come across Florida from the southeastern part to the southwestern part. Some of the paths bring it towards Tampa, where I'm sitting. Some of the paths take it below us, down by Fort Myers. Some of the paths take it above us. And some of the paths take it up the right side, the eastern Atlantic side, which is the better side for anybody on the Gulf side to be, because then you don't have as much to worry about. But you need to keep your eyes on this storm and then just pay attention. That's all. Just pay attention. That's all I'm going to say. Now, Puerto Rico right now is under a tropical storm watch. But we've got that other tropical wave that's off the coast of North Carolina and Virginia, and it's moving up and out into the Atlantic, moving away from the United States. But it is causing some high seas and whatnot out there offshore. Now, right now, besides some scattered showers that are in Florida, up 95 going up the East Coast, you're looking good. You got some unsettled weather conditions up there in Massachusetts and around Boston and up towards New Hampshire, but you'll run out of it, and you'll have clear sailing through Maine if you're going all the way to Nova Scotia on 95 tonight. If you're going up I-75 tonight, except for a few scattered showers along the way down here, you will look fine going all the way to Michigan. There is some rain in Michigan tonight, but it's way up above Detroit. So no problem there. So if you got something going into the Motor City load-wise, you're looking fine. Now, also, in looking at I-4, you're looking good. I-10, weather-wise, you're looking good until you get out into the Houston area. There may be a few showers in the Houston area tonight right in there at the moment, but they won't last long. But you're going to have an area of excessive heat there. Temperatures will be into the 90s. The heat indexes will take them up over 100 degrees all the way from Houston to San Antonio and the southeastern corner of Texas across the central part of Louisiana where I-20 would bring you across out of Dallas. You're going to have some excessive heat temperatures there. And then down along the Mexican border, down around Laredo tonight, you've got some excessive heat down that way. Over in El Paso, same scenario, excessive heat in the desert there. And it goes up into New Mexico, Alamogordo, and a little bit north of Alamogordo, too, towards the Indian Reservation in Ruidoso. And then out in Phoenix, as I said, high heat index warnings for temperatures that'll feel like 110 or more. Same with Las Vegas. Same with Kingman. Same out across the California desert all the way to Barstow. And Medford, Oregon, in Northern California, north of Redding, you're going to have some real high heat there today, which is kind of unusual for Medford, Oregon. Fire threat advisory along I-5 tonight in Oregon. Fire threat advisory east of Medford going towards the mountainous areas there tonight. Unsettled weather conditions for parts of Washington, east of Seattle, Snoqualmie, and Mount Shasta in Oregon, Mount Hood in Oregon, unsettled weather conditions. The same with Reno West down over into Sacramento and down towards Fresno. Same thing for looks like Utah tonight, southwestern corner of Utah. And Wyoming, you've got some unsettled weather up there. No telling what could happen there rain-wise. Some scattered showers tonight in Nebraska, central Nebraska. Some scattered showers in central Kansas. Same for Missouri. Same for Arkansas. But here we go. Central to southern Arkansas right now, you have a line of thunderstorms. Severe thunderstorm watches and warnings are up on an angle all the way to Fort Smith, Arkansas. And then across the northern part of Arkansas into the southeastern corner of Missouri, down below St. Louis, down around Cape Girardeau, down in that area. So our listeners that are listening to us down that way, you probably got some thunder boomers headed in your direction. And some of them could be a little bit rough by the looks of what we got here. Severe thunderstorm watches and warnings with some heavy wind and rain and possibly even some hail in some of these. That also means that you may have something else going on. So I'm not going to mention the T word because it doesn't say it. But when you get hail, that's a possibility. So keep your eyes on the skies and keep your weather radio turned on. And I'm sure most of you are. All righty. Well, we're going to take this top of the hour break. We're going to go do some news. And when we come back, Ms. Rosemary's got lots of stuff to talk about. I know she's loaded for bear tonight. So we'll bring her in and see what she has to say. In the meantime, Kathy, it's your turn. Take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.